Hi, and welcome to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. I'm really excited about today's program because we're going to get up close and personal with a woman whose music we regularly feature, the wonderful Roma Waterman. So without further ado, let's get straight to it. Roma, welcome to Women of Hope. It's lovely to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, no doubt many people have heard of Roma. It's a name that sort of rings a few bells. But if it doesn't ring any bells, perhaps you could start singing for us.
Okay, that's great. I'll do that once you stop playing record.
Oh, you mean you want to have all the proper gizmos in your instrument and everything else here? What's wrong with you?
Well, I've got a couple of CDs down at Coorong, so anyone can buy them down there.
And you've got to do your voice warm-ups, and I bet that's in your special book because you've written a book.
I have. Yes, I have. I feel really privileged to have been able to do it. It's just basically a book about singing and for people like me and people that want to learn how to sing. It's called The Working Singer's Handbook, and when I initially wrote it, I just thought, I don't know if there's anyone else like me that would actually like to learn this stuff. And, you know, most people that sing, this is what I was like anyway. I never asked any questions because it just seemed that everybody knew what they were doing. So I just pretended that I knew what I was doing when it came to live performances and how to use microphones, et cetera, et cetera. And basically learnt by mistake. So I thought, well, people can have a book and instead of asking any questions and feeling silly, they can read it and then go to their next thing and know what they're doing. So,
and if they've got any stupid questions, they can email you.
That's right, and I do. I get lots of emails about it. But they're good questions. People know what they're talking about. So
I actually don't think there's such a thing as a stupid question.
There isn't, is there? No. It's actually been really nice to hear the feedback. We've actually had emails from as far away as the US, which has been great. People have found the book in bookstores over there because we signed an international publishing deal with the book, which is very exciting. So it's nice to you get interesting questions from other countries. It's good.
Now, I know we just launched into the fact that you'd written this book,
yes.
But what made me think about it was that probably one of the things you've said is don't sing without warming up.
That's right. And don't do radio interviews when you've just woken up in the morning. Hint, hint.
And whatever you do, when your interviewer says, please sing, don't.
That's right. Yes, I've been instructed not to do those, so no, I haven't.
But anyway, obviously, Roma is a songwriter-singer.
Yes.
And there are a number of songs that people know you for, and we've certainly featured a number in Women of Hope.
Yeah,
I think one of our favourite songs is Favourite Things.
Yes, yes.
Because it has that nostalgic feel to it.
Yeah, yeah, I love that song. It was about 2 a.m. in the morning, I remember. I was home by myself, and I'd had some friends over, and we were just talking about how amazing it is that God has his hand on our lives even when we don't recognise that he has, when we're children and throughout our whole life and to the point when we're finally drawn to him and we make that decision to actually follow him. And that's why I wrote that song. That song is all about that, just the memories that I have and understanding that God was actually there through that whole time.
I was thinking about the vulnerability of being a songwriter.
Mm.
You're potentially very exposed, especially if you're an honest songwriter.
Yeah, it's hard, and it's also hard because everybody has an opinion about your music and not everyone's going to like it. That's just the way the world goes round. So to write and be very honest and have people express their opinions, it's not always easy. Well, I've actually gotten to a point where I just go, it's not about what people think, it's about what I have to sing. You know, this is about what's been planted inside of me. So yes, it's a very vulnerable place.
Is it a cathartic process?
What does cathartic mean?
You're actually releasing emotion in the words and allowing yourself to feel kind of almost healed as you write.
Yes, definitely. I Was Carried is the perfect example of that. You know, I was writing it just thinking about this other girl and then I went, oh, this song is about my life. And I started to cry as I was writing it. And it was a real healing process for me too because it was reflecting on the last 8 or 9 years and where I've come. So, yes, it is a cathartic process, very much so. Mm,
I won't ask you to spell it.
Thank you.
You talked about 8 or 9 years. Now, something happened to you 8 or 9 years ago. What was that?
Some people mightn't already know this story, but I actually got quite ill. I was on tour when it happened. I started to have trouble with not only my voice but my body to the point where I was blacking out in between songs. So I'd be singing and I just couldn't remember certain. I'd just come to and I'd finish the song. It was a really strange experience.
And, that sounds a scary experience.
Yeah, it was awful. It was really awful. And because I couldn't control what was happening, because I'm a bit of a control freak, if I'll be honest, because I couldn't control what was happening, I actually started to get quite anxious and started experiencing anxiety attacks. And I didn't know what they were. I didn't even know there was a word for it. And it was a terrible time anyway. It got so exhausting and I was so tired. Halfway through this tour, I collapsed on the platform and ended up flying back home. And I had all these tests done and the doctor diagnosed me with fibromyalgia, which is very similar to chronic fatigue. It's probably a bit more serious than chronic fatigue. And I also got diagnosed with a nodule on my vocal folds, and they just said, you're going to have to throw in what you're doing. You'll never be able to sing and cope with this type of work. You won't even cope with being a mother. That's basically what they said. And they said, go home to rot. And I believed them. And I lived in this big black hole for about 2.5 years. I just completely disappeared from the face of the planet, basically. Lived in my pajamas. It was a terrible, terrible time. I couldn't even go to the letterbox without being exhausted from doing that. But it was funny because during that time, God actually showed me when I was doing nothing, I was still blessed. His favour was still on my life. I still felt that he loved me. And all this time I'd been doing things, trying to make things work, trying to get the gospel out there, trying to make God proud of me. And when I had nothing to offer, I still felt his blessing. And I realised that I'd been trying to do so many things to make him proud, and I didn't have to do any of those things.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
I'm speaking with Roma Waterman. Roma, we were just reflecting on what happened 8 or 9 years ago, and you talked about almost becoming a Christian again.
Yes, yeah.
Could you just explain a little bit more about what you mean by that?
Yeah, I felt like there were a lot of props in my life, you know. There was a lot of crutches. Church was a crutch. That's where I went to find God. The things that I did were a crutch, you know, doing the concerts and the touring and the recognition that I was gaining. You know, we went to America, we almost signed a record deal over there, and all those things were completely gone. And I realised that I didn't know who God was, and I didn't know what he thought of me, you know, without all that stuff. And to be in that place of complete emptiness and have nothing, not even my health, and to still feel that God loved me and I could find God. Once all that stuff was taken away, I found God. And I found who he was for me, not what everybody else was telling me he was. And that's the first time really I'd sat down and went, does God actually heal? I've heard people talk about it, but does he? Does God actually love me? I've heard people say it, but have I experienced it in my own life? They were questions that I was starting to ask. And thank God I had good answers back, you know. I found out that he did care and he did love me. And that's really when I felt like I had a personal encounter with who God is. Wasn't that I didn't love him before, but something just changed. It became more real. It became a supernatural relationship between the Creator, you know, and myself. And I think a lot of Christians, myself included, during this phase of my life, we have a lot of head knowledge of who God is, but until you have the revelation in your heart of who he is, you're not walking in the fullness of what it means to have a relationship with God. And during that time, it really hit home, and I'm so grateful now. That tragedy ended up being one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I wouldn't want to go through it again, but it really taught me a lot.
And so, were you healed?
I was completely, radically healed. And I know now that God is the healer. I don't understand why not everyone gets healed. I don't have all the answers. That's the other thing I learnt, that I don't have to have all the answers. But I know that God wants to heal, and he does. And I'm healthier now than I was before I got ill. And I've also learnt not to be Wonder Woman as well. And that was half the problem. I was doing 100 things at once, trying to make everything work. And I realised that if God had really given me this gift, if God had truly called me, I just had to be faithful with what's in my hands, and that there's going to be times when I can't say yes, and there's going to be times when I can't answer every single email that comes in, because that's what I want to do, but I can't. It's gotten to the point where I just can't. And it's okay to not be able to do everything. So it taught me boundaries as well.
I think that's a big issue, Roma, for women, especially.
Yes.
Is balance and boundary issues are enormous for women.
Mm.
What advice do you have?
Oh, gosh. Well, I still think I'm learning that. You know, for example, to be transparent, I don't have children yet, and one of the reasons why I've held it off is because I thought, well, how am I going to juggle everything? How are we going to do it? All this stuff. And coming from an Italian background, my mentality is, well, when you're a mum, that's all you do. You're a mum. I don't want to do all those other things. I want to be a mum and cook the meals and bake cookies and be there when my kids come home from school. And for a long time, I've held off having children because I thought, well, how do I do it all? And I finally realised that boundaries say you just take every day as it comes. And some days you can't do things and some days you can. Sometimes you have to sacrifice things and other days you can have it all. You might not be able to have it all at once, but you can have it all. So my advice really from my experience at this phase of my life is just to take every day as it comes, not think about the whole week and look at, you know, my girlfriend says to me, if I look at the whole week and everything is booked in, I get stressed. But if I'm busy doing the same amount of things, but it just happens, I'm not stressed. And boundaries for me is that, not booking up the whole week, you know, and just taking every day as it comes.
Sounds like you're ready to have those children that you've been putting off, though.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I bet you God will get me back and give me twins, which I wouldn't mind at all.
Is it in the family?
It is, yeah. So I wouldn't mind. I think that's the greatest gift.
So we're not making any announcements now?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to
check. So if anyone comes up and says, are you pregnant, I'm going to think you're thinking I'm fat. So don't say anything.
We'll continue this conversation, babies, ambitions and being anchored after this. You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.